And a ram, 1219. My apologies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today about House Bill 1219. South Dakota requires that the people over 65 years of age with a single income of $14,968.62 or a combined income where there's two people of $18,710 be allowed a property tax relief if all of the other qualifiers are met. Under the same code, the amount of income that acts as the qualifier is adjusted each year by the county treasurer. Under the present statute, that adjustment is based on the CPI or 3%, whichever is the lesser amount. An elderly couple in Pennington County that would otherwise qualify for this relief because of the low income received a 3.6% increase in their Social Security. That increase put them $10 over the qualifying income, and therefore it cost them $1,000. If this happens in Pennington County, I'm sure that it happens in other counties across the state. This bill makes the annual adjustment take into consideration the CPI, 3%, or the Social Security adjustment, which will be calculated to their cost of living, whichever is greater. That way, when an elderly person's only income is Social Security, that tax relief is not interrupted by a variance of the federal calculations. So what this bill does is just follows the Social Security or the an increase. It costs the state nothing, it costs the counties nothing, and the county officials have supported it, our county commissioners supported it, and it's a bill that would help in Pennington County. There are only about 200 to 225 people that receive low-income property tax relief. There are very few people across the state that this will affect, but for those that are needed, it is badly needed. I'm asking you to join me in allowing these people to continue their tax relief. And we will have an amendment, and Mr. Kinsman will present that, if he may, please.
Thank you,
and
Senator
Ham. And
I'll
answer any questions if anyone
has
any
questions. If not, thank you, Senator Ham. Further proponents.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Paul Kinsman. I'm the Director of Property and Special Taxes. We were made aware of this situation in a couple of manners. We had some elderly individuals call and bring this problem to our attention. Representative Hennings and Ham contacted our office prior to the session and discussed this matter. Clearly, this is a situation. It's a little unusual because generally the CPI and the Social Security dovetail rather well together. This problem was created when the Social Security Administration bumped up their payments 3.6%, but yet the CPI, which was considerably less than 3% in the last year, created this kind of window of opportunity where we had individuals who were dropping out of freezes that they otherwise have already had. So from a financial standpoint, this bill doesn't affect a lot of people, but it means a lot to the people it does affect. So for once, I get to get up here and be a proponent of a bill. It's kind of a new experience. I love my job today. The only amendment that I would have is originally when we talked to Senator Ham and Representative Hennings was we tried to amend this bill to include a three, whatever the Social Security was, and the original statute had been bumped up by CPI about three different times. So we were going off the old statute and our numbers that included the CPI for the last three or four years. So we gave them a number bumping it up by 3% this year. Well, what we found was there was going to be a window of opportunity, or not opportunity, a window where folks that were otherwise eligible but got the 3.5 this year were going to be right in there, and they'll never catch up because there was that extra 0.5%. So the amendment to this bill is to, in subsection 1 of the bill where it talks about $14,968.62, what we did was we applied the 3.6% that the Social Security Administration moved for this year, so that we won't lose anybody that otherwise would have received it without the 3.6. So that $14,968.62 needs to be deleted and insert $15,041.28. And on subsection 2, you need to delete $18,710.68 and insert $18,801.59. That just includes the 3.5 or 3.6% that the Social Security Administration gave this year, so that nobody who's just receiving Social Security is going to be left out in the cold on this particular bill.
Questions of Mr. Kinsman? There's been a motion to move the amendment by Senator McIntyre, seconded by Senator DeHewick. Why don't we go ahead and follow through with that? Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Kinsman. Further proponents? Representative Hennies, so good to see you so bright and early this morning.
Thank you. Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
As long as you keep it short. No.
For the record, my name is Tom Hennies. Excuse me. I'm getting a cold in my big old nose. With a nose this size, it could be fatal. So we want to hurry
this
along.
Be on this end of the table, Representative Hennies.
I'm Representative Tom Hennies from District 32. And really, as many times as you've heard it, this time it's factual. This is really a very, very simple bill. South Dakota requires that people over 65 years of age with a single income of the numbers that Mr. Kinsman just gave you, and I don't have those yet, but I'll get them. If they have a single income of about $15,000 and a combined income of about $19,000, somewhere in that area, that they be allowed tax relief if they meet all the other qualifiers under the code. Under the present statute, that adjustment is based on the CPI or 3%, whichever is the greater. Well, an elderly couple in my county that would otherwise qualify for relief because of their low income received a 3.6% increase in their Social Security, which is also ostensibly based on the CPI, but a different figure evidently. That increase put them over the limit by $10, and that overage will cost them about $1,000 in taxes. And I know that if it's happening in my county, it's happening in somebody else's. So this bill simply takes that Social Security adjustment into consideration. So it would still be the CPI, the 3%, or the Social Security adjustment, whichever is the greater. That way, when elderly person's income is only Social Security and their tax relief is not interrupted by a variance in federal calculations from one organization to another. This bill will cost the state nothing. In actuality, and by my calculations, it costs the county nothing because they're already not receiving anything from those people who are getting low income. I've talked to Janet Saylor, who's the Pennington County Treasurer. She agrees with me and thinks that we can do this without any cost to the county government. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm told that this bill will only affect a small handful of people in our state. In Pennington County, there are only 200 to 225 people that receive the low-income property tax relief. And very few of those find themselves in this situation. But I really think that because it only affects such a few number of people, is no reason why we should leave this bill or this need unfulfilled. Those that are affected by it need our help, and I'm asking you to join me in providing it. In the House Taxation Committee, who first heard this bill, it was supported by the executive assistant from Pennington County, Mr. Ron Busgrun. It was supported by the chairman of the county commissioners, Mr. Ken Davis, and it was supported by Mr. Paul Kinsman from the Department of Revenue. Also at that time, it was County Day, and the room was full of county officials, and nobody opposed it. So I would ask you to vote yes on this and allow me to help those people, or allow us all to help those people.
Questions of Representative Hennies? If not, thank you, Representative Hennies.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of House Bill 1229? Is it? 1219, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Dick Howard with the County Commissioners Association. We support this bill as being fair and to continue the tax relief, and it's not going to cost us any money, so we support it.
Questions, Mr. Howard? If not, thank you, Mr. Howard. Further proponents? Further proponents, seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1219? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing to committee discussion and or action. Senator DeHuey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move a do pass.
Motion do pass, seconded by Senator Ketzel. Any discussion on that do pass motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, the question before the committee is do pass motion on House Bill 1219. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator DeHuick.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskinen.
Aye.
McCracken. McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Boog. 7 yeas, 0 nays.
Do pass, motion does prevail.